Danger Bros. We are still working on the intro, which I'm okay with. At the moment, I'm okay with.
We're still working on it, but
we can't legally say that we're on the highway to anywhere.
We're on the herway to the
Thank you, everybody, for adapting to our new schedule. As always, we're the Danger Bros. I am Grant, Trunks Not Tights Ramos, with Tony, the new face of beard, DeSangeles.
That's me.
I was usually have a hard time coming up, not really hard time coming up with our nicknames, but this came pretty easily, because I've been watching some wrestling lately. It's been my thing.
Oh. And so those wrestling?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Did you know?
No, I did not know. It's a new realization for me. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Thank you, everybody, for, kind of, I guess you would say, adapting to the new schedule.
Yeah. It's just going to change a little bit. Yeah, Shifting things over.
We were going to post it Monday morning, but Tony got himself a fancy new jib, so we can't really record on early on Mondays, so we're going to do it later. And it's not that bad. So maybe we're your Tuesday morning commute?
Yeah, it's only a day later.
Tuesday morning,
stop telling us about how much you hate the new schedule.
Yeah. stop all the dozens of emails.
Yeah.
Tony, you just did a company retreat.
I did. It was great. It was fun.
Where'd you go? Because you didn't give me all the details.
Well, you know, I don't want to give away everything, but we did go to Palm Springs and did some team building. I got to learn a lot about my new coworkers.
Tony went to the nudist place in Thomas.
Pretty much.
I went to a trip this weekend. It was my lonely hole.
Oh,
because you weren't hanging out with me.
I know. I thought about you day and night.
You guys can't see it, but the place, it looks like a tornado hit it because I was sad. Because Tony was just like, no, I'm going to hang out with the other people.
He just throws stuff around when he's...
I do. I'm like an angry 13-year-old girl. I'm just like, no. You can't see the arm motions, but know that I'm flailing wildly. the Danger Bros is... And I actually thought about this, too. I don't know if we want to call ourselves comic book news, because I think we're really nerd news.
Yeah, I want to say nerd news, but you know the thing is I hate saying nerd news, if that makes any sense.
I don't think it's a bad word anymore.
It's not. It's not that I hate saying it because it's a bad word.
You hate alliteration.
I hate it because it's like that's the thing now everyone uses to describe it.
Oh, like I'm such a nerd. Listen to my nerd news podcast.
Yeah, I'm like, well, it's pop culture now, I guess. Like, it's pop culture nerd news. I mean, it really is nerd news.
What should we call it then?
Let's call it
Danger News.
Oh my God!
With all your Jack Danger Bob. News,
the Danger News.
Well, that...
We're done.
That didn't take long.
Trademark. Copyright pending.
Pending. Speaking of all your danger news, did you hear the thing from Stan Lee?
I did.
Stan Liam Neeson?
I did. I'm just surprised that this actually happened, you know?
Did somebody ask this? Or somebody
I think that somebody asked. Like, somebody really thought... to ask this.
For those who don't know, Stan Lee does a lot of panels. He's like 97,500 years old.
He's old.
And he's still sharp as a tack. I think he just got like a new heart, by the way.
Oh, really? Nice.
I think
he's like the bicentennial.
He might be like half cyborg.
Yeah.
He's actually the Vision.
Yeah,
how many people know this? before we get into that, did you ever hear the fan theory that Stan Lee is actually the Watcher, and that's why he's in all...
Yeah, I kind of heard that.
I want that to happen.
That would be amazing.
If they haven't filmed that scene just because, like, in the unfortunate event of his death, I'll be very upset. But yeah, somebody asked, like, hey, what happens if you die? What happens to the Marvel Universe? And you're just like, oh, Spidey fans!
Oh, my God.
The answer is nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing happens, because... He doesn't really write anymore.
He doesn't write.
He's
a figurehead. I mean, yeah, he's not even a figurehead. He's like a mascot.
No, that was literally... Okay, those are literally the two terms I was going to say to you. He is. He's a mascot. He's like an adorable old gopher. And I can't thank him enough for his contributions to the comic book industry.
Yeah, of course.
It might be better that he's not writing.
It probably is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know
what
Stan...
And then he grabs the Gam's booty.
Yeah.
Like, Mr. Lee, that's not acceptable anymore. Like, Excelsior!
That reminds me of the time I was a security guard.
Aw, Stanley.
Yes.
Did Stanley create Daredevil?
No.
No.
I think... Oh, wait. I want to say it was Jack Kirby.
It was Pamela Anderson.
Got it.
Matt Damon said that he would do a Daredevil movie, but only if Christopher Nolan was directing, which seems like a strange pull to me. But I'm on board.
I mean, I'm iffy about it just because we have a Daredevil already.
We have two Daredevils.
We do. And one's Batman.
Yeah! we have Bat-Devil.
Okay, so the only reason why I say this is because the guy who plays Daredevil, Charlie whatever his name is.
Cox.
Charlie Cox. How did I forget that last name? He's already expressed interest in playing Daredevil in movies.
Okay,
so,
I'm on board with that. Because yeah. I like him. I enjoyed his Daredevil. As much as I would like to see Matt Damon as Daredevil fight a Ben Affleck Batman just because.
It'd be cool.
I don't want to see Charlie Cox not as Daredevil anytime soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Also because his British accent slips out sometimes.
Yes, it's great.
And I think it's adorable.
He's that weird, like, fast talk. You know, he's like the fast American talk.
British
people do that sometimes.
How good is Daredevil, though?
Oh, it's amazing.
Did you ever see the director's cut of the movie?
The original one?
Of the Ben Affleck one? Yeah.
No.
It's apparently okay.
Oh, okay.
It's all right.
Do they still have that one scene where Jennifer Garner's
Evanescence is still there.
Yeah, okay. You saw where I was going. I didn't want to say the whole thing.
I remember being young when Evanescence was popular and just watching this scene and being like, why is this happening?
Like, why is this song here?
Existing?
Don't like it.
It was weird. Okay, so there's this new thing about Thor being possessed by Norn in the Avengers. If you don't know who Norn is, nobody really knows. But this is a weird...
Don't worry.
Yeah,
you don't need to. Unless you're a Norse
He was in the Norn cave.
Yeah.
You're a fan of the Viking mythology. No, it was weird because when they first started introducing the Infinity Stones,
yes,
I was going to bet dollars to donuts that they were actually the Norn Stones.
The Norn Stones?
But no, because those are a thing. They gave, not the Red Hood, this is within Norse mythology, right?
This is in Thor.
It's not the Red Hood. I think it's just the Hood who gets those, and he becomes super powerful, like a super villain. What was the first Infinity Stone that they... Was it the Tesseract?
Yeah, technically it was the Tesseract.
Okay.
Which is, I want to say, the reality gem?
I think it's the space gem. The space gem was Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Because they open up a whole new dimension. Tesseract's the mind gem.
Mind gem, that's right. Yeah, it controls everyone. Yes. Duh. Come on, people.
Come on, Kaz.
I know you've been screaming it, but we got there eventually.
So the Tesseract was in Captain America.
Yeah, well, started Captain America.
We didn't know it was a gem at the time. What was after that?
Then it was the Thor one.
There was a one before it?
There was three.
Iron Man 2, he didn't have a Russian bottle of vodka?
No.
I think
there's only been three out of the six.
No.
There's a fourth one. A fourth one got introduced...
The power gem is in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Well, that, yes. There's the power, I think there was the space, and there was the mind gem. Well, but there's one more that I got introduced that's just totally slipping my mind.
What is it? Let's go through them.
Oh my god. Now I gotta think about the gems.
Thor 2 had space gem.
Uh-huh.
Tesseract, which we'll count in all of those. Guardians of the Galaxy had the power gem.
Yep.
And the...
I know there's the reality... No. I'm not getting
There's the soul gem, which I have a theory about.
Oh, yes. Google! Tell me what gems there are.
Can I tell you my theory about the soul gem?
Yes, tell me.
I think Loki has the soul gem.
Oh!
Check it out.
He has more than one gem?
Hear me out on this. Because in the first Thor movie, you see the gauntlet.
Yep.
The Infinity Gauntlet. And it's got all the stones there. And that's when the Ice Giants break in to try to steal the casket or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, that's when they start introducing Infinity Stones. So my idea is Loki got the Ice Giants the Frost Giants or whatever, to go in there as a diversion to steal all the Infinity Gems. And he kept for himself the soul gem.
I mean, it would make sense.
And that's why, like, A, it's green.
Yes, it is green.
And B, that explains why everyone still kind of, like, trusts him. Like, Thor's like, well, I know you tried to kill me, and you tried to destroy Earth where my girlfriend is, but I like you. Okay. Yeah, my brother.
Let's get this all straight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes.
You got the soul gem.
Okay.
All right. Then we got the time gem.
We got the mind gem.
We'll get there.
Okay.
We got the time gem. which is orange. So that one hasn't been introduced yet.
They changed the colors, but we'll go with that. I think the time gem is going to be Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and Chris Pratt's going to go back and,
that would be,
and hug
that
his
would
mom.
That would be interesting. So space used to be purple, which is why I thought Guardians was
because they were in space.
They were in space, too, and, it was a purple gem.
But they changed it to the power gem.
Right. Power, or mine is blue, so that's the Tesseract. It actually stayed the same. Oh, bless you. The reality gem was the other one I was thinking of. That's the like shaping reality. And I think that's actually the one that's coming up
soon. I'm okay with that. There wasn't a gem in Age of Ultron, right?
No.
No, the mind gem.
Actually, wait. Yeah, there was. Yeah, the mind gem. Okay, and then the power gem is the Guardians.
Is that it? So we just got like two more?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
No, well, there's an unknown gem. Yeah, ego. Well, this is different. Never mind. I'm dumb.
That's only the Green Lanterns that can. I was actually going to make a joke, be like, and Ant-Man has the ground gem because he can turn into an ant. There's actually a
tiny gem.
There's a video by a guy that we both know. His name's Matt Pat. He's the game theorist, he's doing the Batman. He's doing film theory now. Which
what's it called?
I think it's called film theory.
Oh
yes.
Oh, what Mazel a clever
tov,
name.
Mazel tov to him. And he theorized that Ant-Man might be scientifically the most powerful hero because, you know, he weighs, a good 200 pounds?
Yep.
And if you can shrink down, and they said, you retain your strength, but it's
you get more powerful because you're smaller.
Yeah, kind of like a bullet. If something, if a piece of drywall hit you that hard, it wouldn't hurt that much.
Yes.
But a bullet, because it's such a small surface area, that would actually hurt you.
Yeah.
And there's some legitimate science behind that. Not even just he would kill everyone he touches, but he'd probably destroy the GD Earth.
Yeah.
So,
but the simple answer is comic book science. Pinball.
Yes, comic book science. I believe that was our catchphrase of the week last. We're going to keep a hashtag comic book science.
Hashtag comic book science.
Speaking of comic books, it's not a secret. We don't have to be like, did you hear? That's an insider tip. Hugh Jackman is straight up like, look, I'm leaving X-Men after this. I'm done. Like, who would you like to see? And he actually said something because I've thought about this.
I've actually kind of thought about it too.
I want a short Wolverine.
Yeah.
I want a Wolverine that, Cyclops towers above him.
Yeah.
But he's he's like a badass, so it doesn't really matter. And he said Tom Hardy.
They're going to need speaking of that, I'm sorry to interrupt, but they're just going to need a new Cyclops soon, you know what I mean?
Who do you want a Cyclops?
I'm not even getting started.
I want somebody with one eye.
Ooh, that would be
so cool. He never takes off the visor, and we never know. Nobody knows. It's like, they're just like,
let's get the famous one-eyed actor.
Doesn't he actually have one eye? He never takes the visor off. We don't know.
Anyways, so back to Wolverine. Mm. So, who was the guy?
Who Hugh Jackman wants?
Yeah,
Tom Hardy.
Oh, okay.
Bane himself.
Ah.
Which, here's...
Oh.
I didn't realize he was so
short.
Slice
you up.
Oh, slice you up, right? the reference that... Oh, I gotta do one better. Oh, yes, I'll slice you up. No, I didn't realize that he's not short, but he's a smaller fellow.
Yeah.
But he's swole.
He's shorter than Hugh Jackman. He's stocky.
That's a very good way of putting it. And he's like a little pit bull almost. He's good. So
I watched him in Mad Max. It was crazy.
He was. Oh my god! How good was Mad Max?
Mad Max was insanely good.
We gotta play the video game.
Yes.
Okay. We have video game news later, but we're gonna make that a point this next week on our what do we do? Let's go to Redbox this week.
Yes.
We gotta get the Mad Max video game. But yeah, Tom Hardy, I'm full on board.
I'm down with that.
I want to see Tom Hardy.
Either that or some darker guy like Luis Guzman or something.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
The darkest man on the planet. Dr. Light, okay, we talked about it last week, and we kind of breezed over it.
Uh-huh.
Booster Gold. So now they're like pretty much doing open casting. Because everyone's just saying Nathan Fillion. Everyone's saying something
which would be okay. Who are you thinking?
It's going to sound dumb, and it's going to be entirely contradictive to what I want from Booster Gold. But who's the pretty boy from Drive?
Ryan Gosling.
Gosling.
Yes.
Why not? Why not, like, an over-the-top Ryan Gosling?
All right.
Because he's always very brooding.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's always
That's, like, not what Booster Gold is, but...
But he's, like, always like, kind of sad, and I would just love to see him come out and never stop smiling.
That would be really cool, actually.
Like, even, like, you know, yeah. like, because it's... Like, every superhero movie has, like, that moment where the superhero's just having a good time. Well, except for Batman. I would just love for him to have a smile the entire... And, like, well, the point I was trying to make is they're always, like, smiling at one point. Like, I can fly now. But then they have that moment later where it's like, ugh, this is harder than I thought. I would love for him to get, like, punched in the face by Kilowog from the Green Lanterns. I'd be like, oh, this hurts, but never stop smiling. Just,
this
hurts so much.
It would be interesting to see that. And he could sing songs, because he's really good. Have you ever seen Blue Valentine?
No.
Oh, he sings some songs in it. And, I mean, obviously he was in the Mickey Mouse, you know, show.
He was. With M-I-C-K-E-Y, lawsuit, you and me.
Yes. with Miss Aguilera and Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
And Christina.
Exactly.
I don't want to get sued.
Oh, we can't say their names?
I don't know, can we? Is that free press?
I think that's free press.
Okay.
That's a common knowledge, more than free press. Well, common knowledge.
Okay.
Only 80s to 90s kids will know this.
And Timberlake.
Yes.
Who brought that sexy back. Did you hear about the whole... And actually, we're jumping around. I didn't have this planned. Jared Leto says they're going to lock him in a box for being a method actor from all the stuff that he's doing.
Oh, wow.
They're saying that, like, the things that he's...
Better be careful, man. We already know what happened to Heath Ledger.
Oh, you went there.
I went there.
You went there.
But I wanted to keep it as respectable as
it is. There, right? But like, at the same time,
you gotta be careful.
I do because Jared Leto, he does kind of transform for every role he does.
He puts his all into it.
So I really do hope. I wish him the best of health.
Yes,
mental, physical, and if your Joker's terrible, I'm boycotting you.
You know, you will say though, is like people who play the Joker. Have been some pretty, like, heavy-hitting people, right? Like, you got Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
You got the one Italian guy from the TV show.
Cesar Romero. Who?
Right?
Like, do you know why he was the creepiest Joker?
Why?
He wouldn't shave his mustache.
Oh, that's amazing.
So they painted over his mustache. Yes. And it was so weird.
But, like, okay, you got Cesar Romero. You got... You got well, who'd you say?
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, we said Jack Nicholson.
Okay, and Mark Hamill.
You got Mark Hamill,
who
right?
is just I'm secretly convinced is crazy.
Yeah, you got Heath Ledger.
Yeah,
and then now we have Jared Leto. These are all good actors slash you know voice people, you know. And
Luke Skywalker wasn't a good actor.
He was a good actor, but he was also the only one that did voices. So I'm like, you know, voice.
True,
people,
true.
Right?
That is true.
I usually have Joe DiMaggio or John DiMaggio. Excuse me.
John DiMaggio as well.
Great voice. Bender.
I love John DiMaggio. Mm-hmm. I want to meet him so bad. He's like, I would rather meet him than Jared Leto. I'll be 100%.
I'll be
100%.
Because I have been told stories that Jared Leto is not a nice man.
Really?
Yes.
I just want to meet John DiMaggio and be like, here's a beer. Do voices. Pretend I'm Finn. Apart from comic book movie news, we just have movie news, which we do every week.
Yes,
and this one we wanted to talk about.
I'm so excited.
Because, look, I'm not big into sports, and I'm not big into fights,
You know me neither, right?
But I've been watching the Creed trailers.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
I am too, man.
I'm so excited.
First of all, I love this actor. Michael B. Jordan. I actually like him in a lot of the movies he's in.
Well, you know how one of our earlier podcasts, we were just like, doesn't matter that the Human Torch is black, and we were both consistently like, no.
Yeah.
that doesn't matter in the least bit, because
Michael G. Borden.
Yes. He is the man. He's just the man. I'll watch him make him Superman. Make him Abraham Lincoln. I'll
sweet
probably
roles.
Watch it. Yeah, he's awesome. But I gotta ask you, do you think Rocky's gonna die in this one?
I think there
are going to be health issues.
I think no, because they're going to make another one if this movie is good.
I say, and hear me out on this, Rocky dies, but Creed, who, what is his first name? Adonis.
Mm-hmm.
Adonis.
That is an amazing name.
Yeah.
I love Greek names.
to be fair, Apollo Creed would name his kid Adonis. I think Rocky's going to die, and he's going to be super sad, and then Rocky's kid's going to come back and be like, yeah, you need a new manager.
Because Rocky has kids too. Yeah, all of a sudden, Rocky the kids are all in it. He does. Yes. We never see him.
No, we saw him in those like two.
Oh, wait, no, we did. Movies. I'm tripping. Yeah, of course we saw him.
Yeah. And he's been like, I'm slightly older than you, and I've been studying business for a while.
Who's that actor? Is that Milo Ventimiglia? There's a guy from the from Heroes.
John DiMaggio.
John DiMaggio. That's it. We're done.
I would still watch it. I would still actually watch it. Speaking of movies from my childhood, so there was this big thing. They're going to remake The Mummy.
Yes.
I love The Mummy series.
I did too, except for the last one.
I didn't see the last one because I loved the series that much.
That's right. That's what we do when we love series is
we avoid the bad parts. Yes. But they've been saying that they're also going to make a Dracula movie called Dracula Untold. And for a while now, they're saying, oh, they're going to be connected. They're going to be connected. Yeah. And they're finally coming out saying no.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't really care about that.
That disappoints so many people, I'm sure.
I kind of want the reboot to still have Brendan Fraser in it.
That would be cool.
Even if... Okay, remember
he should be like the professor, the older professor.
Okay, I want even smaller than that, because I love Brendan Fraser and I don't want to break character. Remember like how he got hanged in the first movie?
Oh, yeah.
And like there was a guy who was like, I'm going to love it, I'm going to hang him on.
Yeah.
I want Brendan Fraser in brown face and like a fake goatee being that
being
guy.
The guy wanting to hang another person.
Like have Zac Efron be the Brendan. Like, I don't care, Zac Efron being the guy that can hang. And Brendan Fraser's like, ha ha ha, come and look at it. Is that racist? I don't know. It's a very
Arabic is amazing.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh,
are we talking about this now?
We skipped ahead, but we're gonna go back. We're gonna do this right now. Where's my
Harry
wand?
Potter.
I have two wands in this house.
I don't know. Wingardium Leviosa.
It's Wingardium Leviosa, not Wingardium Leviosa. J.K. Rowling has been writing
Alohomora.
A new addition to the Harry Potter universe. It's going to be a stage play. Okay. I assume because she's British.
Yes,
British. Because Brits secretly deep down just want to write.
Just call me when it's a book.
No,
just kidding. I watch.
No, I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of with you. Just like, look, in the terms of Harry Potter, I've watched the Harry Potter movies, and I've seen Harry Potter's dick on stage. It doesn't necessarily not work, but I don't think it was.
You think it was all Potter?
I think he went whole hog.
It was full Potter?
He went full Potter. It was not very hairy, I'll be honest with you.
He flew his wand out there.
Wingardium Leviosa.
He's just horsing around with his wand.
One to the other, just because... Thank you for that mental image. Idris Elba says his Star Trek Beyond character is unlike anything he's ever played.
Oh my god,
before.
What is he gonna play? I bet you it's not gonna be as street as
it's not gonna be anywhere near as street as James Bond.
Yeah.
Cause he's too street to play James Bond, apparently. No, I mean, I think they're teasing it, and I think they're like, oh, he's gonna be like a cerebral person. Like, frankly, I'm just like, I don't trust anything they say anymore.
Yeah.
After the whole, oh, it's not Khan.
Yeah, it's not Khan.
It's James Vanderbeek or whatever.
You guys are all wrong. And then,
because here's something that like ruined it about that. It's like, no, Benedict Cumberbatch isn't Khan. He's not Khan. We promise he's a new character. And he's like, I am Khan. And half of the audience is like, called it.
Yeah,
and the other audience is like, what does that mean?
Oh my god.
Should that matter to
That's
me?
That's amazing.
I'm going to call right now. Idris Elba's a Klingon.
Yeah.
So
I believe that.
When he's like, it's nothing I've ever played before. He just has a lot of makeup.
I know
he's
gonna be a villain, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I wish he was like they would get a good Klingon, but I know that the original one didn't have like a good Klingon. Like,
well,
the original
last
Star
movie had
Trek.
Yeah, well, in
Star
the original
Trek
Star
series,
Trek series,
didn't
they
have
were
Klingons.
They were really racial stereotyped Asians.
Yeah.
They had pointy eyebrows, and actually, they make mention of it in the books where, because in the Next Generation, they have like the Hedridges.
Yeah,
and in the books, they're like. Yeah, we went through, like, a really selective breeding process, and that essentially made us inbred, and that's why we have deformities now with head ridges. It's kind of fascinating,
interesting.
Actually.
Yeah.
So
the original Klingons didn't have ridges.
No. They had full heads of hair, and they're just Asian. They were Asians. That's not even me being raised. That's what they were, if you deny it. But I don't know if he's street enough to play a Klingon.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see
if he can handle that.
Well, did you hear about the whole James Bond thing?
Yes, of course, we talked about it.
No, the new guy.
Oh, no, tell me about it.
There's this new guy called Damian Lewis.
Oh, I know this guy.
Who is literally the opposite of The guy that we were just talking about.
Oh, Idris Elba.
Yes, that guy. The one who we actually both really enjoy. They were like, well, we got a lot of backlash from not having a black Bond, so what can we do? I know. Let's get the whitest guy possible.
Yes. Hey, at least he's a ginger.
A pale-skinned ginger.
We need to go whiter.
Like, they're just like, I don't know much about this guy. I'm sure he's a fantastic actor.
He is really good. In Homeland, he was good in this other show called Lies that was pretty entertaining.
I'm not even going to do ginger jokes, because
I just don't know. It's a good thing he's not doing Spectre, because, you know, gingers don't have any souls.
So. I did it. You did it.
I went there because I wanted there. To.
Tony went there to Sangulus.
New nickname. We've changed it.
Is John Goodman a ginger, technically? Because I've seen him with red hair and brown hair.
I don't know at this point. Since watching him in Roseanne.
I miss Roseanne.
Roseanne was great.
I did. The last season was ridiculous. Yeah. I think the last season was like a fever dream, and she was secretly dying in a hospital. John Goodman joins the cast of Skull Island, the new King Kong movie. Do you think he's playing King Kong?
Too easy? Yeah, that
too
was
easy.
So cool. You know what? I'm just going to say maybe.
I like John Goodman. Screw it. I like
He's going to be something.
He's going to do something. He is going to be a character.
John Goodman
in the movie.
Can be a scary mother effer.
Yes,
you know what
he
I mean?
Can.
Like he, as long as he's someone good.
What was the movie where like he just played someone who's super angry? Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski. I was going to say Big Lebowski.
Yeah, it just looks like he's the kind of guy that could lose his temper. No. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, for a second, he just like. He reminds me of the Kingpin.
Yeah.
He would have made a great Kingpin.
Yes.
No, because he just looks like someone who's just like, I have muscle built up from carrying myself this year. I could stomp you into a mud hole.
As long as John Goodman keeps working, though, I'll keep watching most of his stuff.
And because he's too hood to play all these roles.
Too hood.
They're making new... They're talking about making a new Men in Black trilogy.
Okay,
this
I'm
actually
down with this.
Okay, no, I'm not. But hear me out on this, because of the word trilogy, that means they're implying that they think the first one's going to be so good it merits not only a second one but a third one, and that bugs me about a lot of movies these days.
You know what? A lot of things come in threes. Okay.
The Triforce from Legend of Zelda.
Yes. The
Olsen Sisters.
Yeah, that's a good one. Three points in a triangle.
Of the pyramid.
You know what? Oh, you know
Bill
what I heard?
Spectre.
You know what they were going to do? Mm-hmm. And I totally should have discussed this with you before, but I'm going to throw it at you right now.
Okay.
Is Fast and the Furious is going to have three more movies coming out.
I saw the first one. It was good, and there were a lot of cars in it.
There's so many cars.
Okay. So many cars?
So many cars.
But the new Men in Black is not going to have Will Smith.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
I don't really care.
Honestly,
I don't really like... Because remember the movie American Ultra that came out and it flopped?
Yeah.
They wrote that thinking there was going to be like a trilogy.
Oh.
So they're like, this is the first chapter. Yeah. And it just, you can't write movies like that. You have to make one really good and then add on to it.
Get us a good ending.
The first Men in Black didn't need a sequel. It ended, it had full closure, and you could have ended it there and it would have been great. I did like the
third one, though.
I actually liked the second one and the third one.
The second one was pretty good, too, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like the idea that, like, we're going to make three of them.
Do you ever watch a cartoon? This is one more thing.
Yes.
Like, I played that intro. One time I got obsessed with the intro, and I just played it over and over again for, like, an hour.
There was a place where I grew up. I don't know if a lot of people had it. It was called Discovery Zone.
Oh, my God.
And they turned it into, Discovery Zone XD
with
Men in Black.
I was so jealous of that.
Yeah, we're already too old to go to it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The only thing I think can save the new Men in Black thing is because they're thinking about making it or crossing it over with 21 Jump Street.
Oh, will do. Yes,
will watch that. I will watch that over because that's the next logical step. Yeah. They went from cops to FBI to now... Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum be like, there's aliens? What? No. Yeah. What? No. Yeah. What? No. Really? No. No. Yes, there are. Oh, yeah. So.
That was good. That was good, Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum.
You can't really tell which was which.
Yeah, you can't. They sounded very similar. Oh, Did you see? You saw 22 Jump Street, right? Like,
yes, I saw most of it.
I did. Was there a black? Did you see the ending? The ending credits where they did like?
I did.
Oh man! So they have this part. You should watch it because they have this part where they just start going crazy with like, oh, now we're making a 23 Jump Street and a 24 Jump Street.
I saw that.
And a 25 and a half, you know, and they're like doing crazy stuff. And I felt like Men in Black was one of them, but it's been a while.
I kind of feel like one of them was. Yeah. So I'll watch that. I'll watch that.
Give me a Men in Black 21 Jump Street. I want to watch it.
Speaking of outer space and crank like that, crepes.
Ooh, I want crepes. About space things.
Crepes. Guardians of the Galaxy has been doing an animated series. I've only seen the first one. There's only two out.
I've heard lots of good things about it.
I think the second one came out last night or tonight, but I saw the first one. I saw all the intros. So the intro, okay, the voices obviously aren't the same.
Yeah.
But you've never, like, seen a voice actor capture, like, the embodiment of, like, they feel like they're the same characters.
Oh, cool. All right.
Like, it doesn't sound like Chris Pratt. It doesn't sound like Bradley Cooper. Groot sounds like Groot, I'll be honest. Yeah. Drax is much more articulate, but it's good. It is so good so far.
I heard it that it's really good.
Yeah, like I said, it's not Guardians of the Galaxy the movie. It's more cartoonish because it is a cartoon
on the Disney Channel.
Check it out.
I'm gonna check it out. Everyone else should check it out.
They do little vignettes, vignettes.
I think it's vignettes.
On each individual character. And Rocket, they kind of mainline how Rocket met Groot. It's kind of sad, actually.
It is.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it, but I kind of know the story.
Like his it's sad, but it's all good, and I like it all.
Yeah.
All things TV. Getting to the Game of Thrones. Getting to the Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. There's just a bunch of Game of Thrones news. Like, pretty much anything involving Game of Thrones is Game of Thrones news. They can be like, we saw somebody ordered a sword online. It's Game of Thrones
news. Game of Thrones is coming out.
And
oh,
that's
my God.
Fine. That's great. I don't care because I want Game of Thrones news.
They earned those rewards.
The big news is Kit Harington is spotted on the set of Game of Thrones.
Oh, such big news.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler. No, I mean, he plays Jon Snow in case you live under a rock named Hodor. And
things happen to him.
He doesn't die.
Throughout this whole six seasons.
Yeah. Oh. Spoilers. Ooh. I said he doesn't die. That's not a spoiler.
No one dies.
Nobody
except
dies.
Everybody dies.
Nobody's ever died in Game of Thrones. Ever. Not once.
Nope.
He's been spotted, and really the only speculation is the character back, or is it a flashback?
Why are we seeing Kit Harrison?
I think he just comes back.
Sorry, guys.
I think he just comes back.
You should be watching Game of Thrones.
I keep going to that one, but okay. Nickelodeon. We talked about this briefly. Nickelodeon is going to start all 90s.
Yes.
TV
I'm excited.
My I'm cool with it. I'm fine with it. I want it to be Netflix, though.
Definition.
Yeah. I want it to be
well,
like something
on Netflix,
demand. Is it okay? Yeah. And then I'm all right with it. It's just... It just seems somewhat unnecessary. I feel like they could just post, like, a website about it.
They could.
Yeah.
But they gotta... This is preparing them for the movie that's gonna feature all these characters, man.
Did you ever see... There was a movie in the 90s that had the Muppet Babies. It had Michelangelo. It had all these... like, Bugs Bunny.
I wanna
know...
And
it was all against drugs.
What is
and
that?
They were
was
like...
Roger Rabbit? No.
No. That
or is it too cool? Too cool.
I think it was... No. This was like a direct-to-video one.
Oh, never mind.
And it was just like, Michael's on drugs! Don't you realize you're hitting your family? And that's what this reminds me of, the new movie coming out. And if that's the case, I'm on board.
I'm going to watch it.
This one's all me, because you haven't seen it. Sherlock.
Sure. Yes.
Sherlock's finally coming back.
Con and Bilbo.
Yes, Con and come a biatch. there's not much information on it, and I don't care. I just like affirmation that it's coming.
I'm going to get on this. But I'm just preparing myself mentally because I know I'm going to binge watch it.
Well, here's the thing about BBC series is that each episode, they're like three episodes a season.
Uh-huh.
But they're all an hour and a half. So they're all very many movies.
Yeah.
And with the exception of one or two, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. I love them.
We'll watch. Ooh, I'm excited for this.
Okay.
Let's get to it.
All right, I've skipped over one. We'll do this one.
Right.
So S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming back. Season 3.
Yes.
I still am not... the biggest
get on
fan,
it.
But what they've been doing recently with Inhuman stuff,
yes,
it's a take I haven't seen in a while.
It's gonna be awesome,
and I'm really excited about it.
God,
the whole "Are you an Inhuman?"
Yeah,
because they don't know.
Yeah.
You make shots. they may, you like, you may not be a mutant, you may not be a superhero, yep. you may just be an Inhuman, which, yep. and they're gonna have an Inhumans movie, mm-hmm. which, like, one of my favorite Marvel characters is Black Bolt.
Black Bolt.
Just because.
The king of the Inhumans.
Yes, just because if he were to yell, he could destroy
Earth. If he were to whisper, he could level a city.
There's this great moment in Old Man Logan where there's a T-Rex that's bonded with a symbiote. The Venom symbiote.
Yes,
one of the
great.
Coolest things you've ever seen. And Black Bolt, old Black Bolt, mind you, just shows up and goes, shh, and just, like, blasts him away. And it's
amazing.
Awesome. So if that's the case, I'll watch this.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
You should. I'm excited. I've been invested in the show, and the main character, I feel like I don't want to give it away, but it's, one of the main characters has powers that are inhuman, and she's awesome, and it's going to be great.
I don't want to get off topic, and I actually didn't bring this up. Did you see any of the Jessica Jones footage?
Like actual footage?
Yeah.
No,
there's,
I haven't.
There's some footage where, like, she shows up with after a long night of drinking at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and just smashes her alarm clock.
I gotta get on
and
that.
And that kind of gets me, like, you know, her self-loathing, her alcoholism,
yes.
her super strength. So I really think they're gonna take this in a more tragic hero angle.
We'll be watching.
I'll watch it. Absolutely. I'm on board.
Gritty New York stuff.
Let's get this over with so I can close the tab. All right. We'll go to a quick. Christina Ricci. She did a
An image.
A photo shoot.
A photo shoot
As Morticia Adams.
Yeah. All right. I'm down with that.
All I can say is I was wearing jeans right now instead of elastic pants.
Yeah, I can see too much.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about it. We'll move on from that and I'll save that image for later. But speaking of young women, okay, here's the big thing. So The Simpsons, you know, all the shows coming back. Last Man on Earth.
Oh my God,
Bob's Burgers.
Simpsons.
Yes.
Simpsons, okay.
And I feel like every other season, they just taunt us with, The Simpsons are breaking up. Marge and Homer. It's like not the first time they've been quote-unquote separated.
Yeah.
Can I spoil this episode for you?
Good. Go ahead.
It's Inception. It's a dream.
Oh my God.
Within a dream.
Cool.
Within a dream.
Sorry, guys.
Within a dream.
You
within a dream. Within a dream. So, yeah, they don't break
things
up.
Things are going to get trippy. Are they going to put Rick and Morty in the beginning again?
That would be really great.
By the way, have you seen Rick and Morty yet?
I haven't seen this past weeks.
You saw the Cablevision one, but not the one that just came out, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Cable, how would you think of the Cable one?
I liked it.
You liked it, right? It wasn't amazing.
No, yeah.
But wasn't it almost like they knew that it wasn't amazing in the show? Like,
and they kind of ran with it.
Yeah, it was like at the beginning. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't know why we're doing this again.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know why we're the first time. Doing this. We already did this before.
Like, that's how I was liking them. But I was like, you know what? Whatever. Show me some more.
It was also kind of like they're hitting it on the head. Just like, well, would Jerry give up his penis?
Yeah, oh, God, that was great.
And I kind of felt bad because Beth was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if that's the case, and there's alien technology, and, like, my girlfriend's just like, I want this one, I'd be like, I can still feel things, maybe.
I know, as long as you can still feel things, I was thinking that, too. I was like, well, just do it, man. You get a better penis.
Yeah.
As long as you can feel it.
The automatic kind, so that way I wouldn't get so hot and sweaty.
The X24. By the way, you got to watch the newest episode. It's good.
I'll do it tonight, actually.
Okay.
I will watch it tonight.
Uh-huh.
What's his name?
Kel.
No.
And Keenan.
No.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
That's the one.
Can we just call his show Jimmy Fallon Presents Nostalgia Tonight?
We can.
Because that's all he does.
You know what? I'm okay with that. It's so good.
It's all right. Like, all he does is just like, remember this person? Here's a sketch you wanted to see. Or here's me performing as an old musician.
Yeah.
Here's
things that get you going and think about stuff in the past.
They did the Keenan and Kel Good Burger sketch.
Yes.
I didn't see it yet. Is it good?
It's amazing.
It's good?
It's great.
Whatever happened to Kel? Didn't he, like, do crack for a while?
I think he was a rapper, got into drugs.
I know he got arrested for beating his girlfriend.
Yeah. He's like he was a born again Christian, and maybe he's not as Christian, and now he's like trying to do
He's not stuff. As Christian.
Like, not like, you know.
He likes God. He doesn't love him, but.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's like into God, but he's not like, hey, everybody, have you been with God yet? He's amazing. You know, that kind of stuff, right?
You know what we haven't done in a while? Gaming news.
Yes.
Tony and I, we do love video games.
Yes,
and I don't...
But there hasn't been a lot out, like, to our defense.
Very much
right?
so. Like, you know, we don't have, like, we don't have one-night stands with video games.
Yeah.
We actually like them. We love them a lot.
We make love to them.
And so we're very excited to see, like, some legitimate news coming out.
Oh, yes. I mean, I've been playing a lot of Smash.
Yeah, well, Tony always beats me at Smash because he cheats.
I'm smashing.
He cheats by practicing.
Yes. The villager.
Halo 5 released a trailer, live action, saying, you know, oh, we're sorry, Master Chief is dead. Oh, more in the hero. And
propaganda.
I don't think it's true. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not even the biggest Halo fan, but I like what they're doing with this.
You're very correct, and I actually want to add to that point that it's not true. Is that people have been talking about this like as a very meta thing, like the way they're doing these commercials is that okay? They're saying Master Chief is dead, and so all these citizens are sort of, you know, being sad, right? But the commercial is also meant to get casual gamers who don't know a lot about Halo, so they'll be like, wait a second, Master Chief is dying. Like, is dead? Like, I didn't do any research on Halo. Maybe I should play this game. So it's almost like any game player who, like, casually plays games are also these citizens. So it's like a twofold kind of commercial.
Okay, well, that
right?
is meta.
Yeah.
That is super meta.
So it's like they're getting... And I'm like, oh, that's amazing. Because I'm always on that one side where I know all about this Halo universe and stuff's happening and... Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited for this game. It's going to be cool.
It will be the first Halo game I've played since Halo.
Wow.
Actually, no, that's a lot. I've played
all of Halo 2.
I've played all of them, but I haven't really, like, done the story mode.
Halo... Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I mean, Halo 2 and Halo... You don't really have to with Halo 2 and Halo 3, but, you know, I like looking at the story.
Speaking of meta, you were showing me the Fallout stuff.
Yes. So Fallout...
I love, just because, in case amazing. I can't do enough funny voices, they're all done, like, old-timey... Black and white, just news of the world.
Yes.
Yeah? The bomb's finally gone off. Now you need to eat your human prey. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of it, it's Fallout 4. It's called the Special Video Series. So it's special in acronyms, SPECIAL. And they've done three so far, which are in strength, perception, and endurance. And they go on to do, oh my God, I'm just going to be totally bad with all of them. But one of them is luck. And one of them is agility. Oh, I know what it is. Luck, agility, intelligence, and charisma. Those are the other ones.
Luck is for losers, Tony.
Luck is definitely for losers. But they sort of... So what it is a video, like you said, in the old-timey news.
Old-timey news.
Yes. And then they sort of hint at things. So, like, everything they talk about is stuff that is, like, in the game. So you should be able to do everything they talk about in the game. So, like...
Doing chin-ups. Doing trees.
Hitting...
Strength and endurance.
Hit people with the power fist.
Hit them with the power fist. Yes. Well, that's our new catchphrase. Yeah. Hit them with the power fist. But God, we need a shirt that just says, hit him with the power fist. There needs to be a gym shirt that just goes, when all else fails, hit him with the power fist.
Oh, man. I'm excited for that.
I'm going to play this game. I haven't played the Fallout games yet.
Oh, then just save your time for this. It's going to be based in Boston. So you'll recognize things, next-gen console,
I'm going to play this game.
Yes.
I'm very excited. I mean, you're enthusiastic about this.
Awesome. You know what? We're going to play it, and we're going to live tweet it. And then we're going to get
drunk
while playing it.
We should stream it.
Oh, yeah, we should do that, too.
Oh, by the way, Tony just alluded to, we're starting a new YouTube channel called Drunk Gaming Review, or Retro Drunk Gaming Review. We haven't just really decided yet. Yeah. Though we just got some sponsorship behind it, so... Keep an eye out for that. We'll put some plugs in the description. But that being said, things you're enthusiastic about, is it time for Tony's Magic Hour?
The Magic Hour.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tony's Magic Hour.
Hello. If I see a secondhand saxophone, I'm getting it for this purpose of just being like, just Tony's
smooth,
Magic
the smooth jazz Magic Hour. All right, so it's been a busy week for me because I was on the retreat, and then I came back on Friday. Friday night was a pre-release for Magic. So I went to the Midnight One, which was a 5-round tournament, about 6 hours, and I stayed at the shop till 6 in the morning. And then they had another one at 10 in the morning, and so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to hang out and maybe nap. So I stayed there at the shop. We played some Magic, and then we played more Magic, and then that tournament ended, and then we played more Magic. And next thing I know, it was 10 o'clock, and I've been there for 24 hours.
That's more endurance than I have for anything. I did a 6-hour Batman marathon once, and I thought that was exhausting. I don't know how you did that.
Don't even ask me, man. It just happened.
I'm going to follow you and just, like, do a documentary on this.
You should. I definitely have to film myself more when I do this.
I agree.
It was great. I got to play the new set. I got to play all the cards.
Which you've been raving about for the past few weeks.
Oh, man. It feels so crazy because, like, you're playing this game, and you're just... the way you play is like so slow. So like you're not winning with little creatures. You're just like you're just playing little creatures. Stay alive till you get to the late game, and then you play this just big ass monster. I'm gonna play this huge monster. I'm gonna attack you for your complete life total, and you need
people,
to live.
Not many people know this, but the big ass monster is actually named the Kardashian.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, so I've had a great time playing it. I'm excited for next week, because next week is the official release where I can actually buy product and not just like I can buy product to keep and not play if I wanted to, while like I had to buy product and play it when for this weekend. So there's going to be a lot of things sold. They're going to make a lot of money off of this, and we're going to play lots of tournaments, and I'm going to be talking about that, you know. I'm actually thinking about starting up a project, a Magic project that I've been sort of putting on the back burner, because I've been sort of mentally like I don't really know why, but I've kind of been mentally preparing for this new set to come out. And so I think once this new set comes out, because it kind of resets Magic in the current playing field.
Yeah.
So once this comes out, I think I'm going to start working on my like Magic news reporting, because I want to be up to date with this. And
we'll bring the microphones there.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that. You know, that'll be a completely separate thing. You know, but
would you be shocked if I told you I had Magic news?
Oh my god!
It's Grant's Magic Hour.
Oh,
mine sounds more evil. Did you see on the internet this past week or week and a half a blind Magic player?
Yes.
He has to go through his cards, figure out their and print them out.
With Braille on them.
Yeah. Which really I just cool. find, I don't really like. I will admit I'm a total noob when it comes to Magic playing, but just that sort of dedication, I think is fantastic. And
he went to a GP I was at once. I didn't actually see him, but I read the story.
That's mean.
What?
Neither did he.
Oh, ha! No. Dang. But it's really cool how they do it.
For that one. I'm sorry for that one.
They have like the judge shuffle for him and everything. Anyways, it's okay. I forgive you.
Do you mind if I indulge myself?
Well, it's time for what do we call this? The wrestling? The wrestling zone. Grant's wrestling zone.
We can't be like the squared circle, because there's probably a podcast with that name.
I think there's a subreddit with that too.
What do we call it? The stained canvas.
Oh, the stained canvas. Oh no. Yeah? Let's call it the slam.
The foreign objects.
Let's call it the chair zone. The chair pit.
The chair pit.
Have you seen that video of like? There was like TNA. I think these wrestlers asked for chairs from the audience.
It was WCW with Cactus Jack versus
two.
Terry Funk.
Was that WCW? That was
or
TNA.
Not ECW?
It was ECW.
And
and they just started throwing chairs in, and it was super dangerous.
One of the greatest moments that's ever.
And then
happened.
They did it again, like 10 years later.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's right. See, I know things about wrestling. I used to watch when I was a kid.
As we mentioned last week, because we got some emails saying that I don't have to read every match, and I completely agree.
Yes.
I'm just gonna go with some of the gossip that's been happening. Paige.
Continue. Wait, I'm going to
Paige, and you know, and was in the ring with Becky Lynch, who we both have a huge crush on,
yes.
and Charlotte, and dropped what many are calling the Divas Pipe Bomb, because she said many things like, you know, the Nikki Bella, they have a third wheel, one's a hippie sister. She called out a lot of divas, asking, you know, do any of you even work here anymore? Straight up saying, like, Lana, you're too busy deciding who you're going to climb on top of than wrestling. But the favorite one is, which actually didn't get a response, but I think really the real wrestling community knew it. She goes, and Nikki and Brie, I think we all know why they get as much time on top as they do.
Ooh.
I think we all know. Now, don't get me wrong, I think Brie Bella is actually a fantastic wrestler, but the implication being that they're just on top because of their relationship with John Cena and Daniel Bryan. And I don't want to sound sexist, but I completely agree.
You know what? Believe it or not, I actually know enough of this to comment on it, and I kind of agree too. Like, I heard about this through a friend of mine who also loves wrestling.
Yeah.
And he told me about Paige, because I know about Paige, because she's just a hot British girl. Come on. You know. But anyways.
You should see her mom. She's a badass.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you about her.
But anyways, He told me that the bomb she dropped, and I'm like, yes, this Paige girl seems pretty badass. Bad booty.
That BADBOOTY. No, it was fantastic. It was one of the rare moments of wrestling where my mouth dropped. I'm like, I can't believe they said that.
That's awesome. That's great. That's great entertainment.
You know what the weird thing is? I actually was totally against Nikki Bella for the longest time, but 3 weeks ago I went to a house show. You wouldn't believe how many little girls cheer for that girl.
Oh.
So I can
I'm sure they're all really nice in real life.
Oh, no, absolutely. Right? I can understand how there's some appeal there that I can't understand because it's not my demographic.
Yeah.
Just my personal feelings.
Yeah.
Breaking news from today.
Uh-huh.
Hornswoggle, the little person.
Oh, yeah.
The little person wrestler.
Oh, my God. Don't
previously dubbed the world's sexiest midget. Their words, not mine. I don't like using that word personally. Suspended 30 days. He broke the wellness policy.
What's the wellness policy?
No drugs.
Aha! So he took drugs.
He found the pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. Hey. Am I right?
No one can touch his lucky charm. All right.
But the big news is Night of Champions happened, and I won't go into great detail because neither here nor there, but the big news coming from was Sting got hurt.
Oh, really? Well,
Sting,
he's old.
Sting took, very much so. He's in his late 50s.
Yeah.
He took a powerbomb from Seth Rollins into the turnbuckle, and it's one of those rare moments where they kind of stop the match, and Seth Rollins is just like, ha, 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 look how great I am. I'm just stalling for time. It looked like Owen Hart after he paralyzed Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's scary, man.
And so Sting, not a broken neck, but he's just like, I can't explain it, but I felt my arms were tingly, my legs were numb.
Probably close. Probably hit some nerves.
And
that's pretty much
But the greatest thing is, like, Seth Rollins got in the ambulance with me. He's like, I'm so sorry. And Sting's like, it's not your fault. I don't know what went wrong.
Oh.
It's my fault. And Seth Rollins like, I was you for Halloween.
Oh.
And I'm just so happy I got to rest. And yeah, it's so freaking cute.
Oh, man. So, did he show him his penis afterwards?
No, he already saw it online.
Okay.
But no, Sting was just like, Seth Rollins is maybe the greatest person I've ever wrestled, been in the ring. He's like, he took care of me. I'm old. I'm still, like, in good shape, but I barely felt anything
apart from that.
So that's just some of the gossip from
this.
So
I like where, like, things are going with certain wrestlers. Like, I'm always like this in and out. Like, I don't watch wrestling consistently at all.
But there's some that you just want to root for because, you know, like, Seth Rollins,
was like this douchebaggy, bad personality guy.
Yeah.
Like, now he seems really cool.
He's just a workhorse.
Yeah.
He wrestles, like, 6 nights a week. He held 2 championships, like Kevin Owens, too.
That's
Kevin
awesome.
Owens does house shows, and he like his whole thing is he has a son that he wants to spend as much time with as possible.
I just hope he doesn't burn out quick, you know what I mean?
I don't think he will. He's been on the indies for, like, 16 years now.
Okay.
So he,
is he going to be like a John Cena? We're going to have a John Cena?
No, I think he's going to be like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay, okay.
Which I'm really
a
fan of.
What?
What?
What? Have
what?
You seen that video?
What?
Where it's just him saying what?
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 What? What? No, you're wrong. But yeah, that's it. That's it for the show this week, everybody. Don't forget to check or email us. What?
Wait, no. We have one thing left.
What do we have left?
It has to do with shooting and long.
Are we going to do the long shot?
Yeah,
I didn't want to break it up because we didn't write anything down.
That's okay. We're just gonna do random long shot off top of the head.
Does anybody know? Okay, if you don't know, our long shot is the thing that we don't think that we've mentioned in this podcast that we do not think is going to succeed that well.
Yeah, exactly.
So, for instance,
it's a long shot.
I don't think Matt Damon will ever be Daredevil. That's my easy long shot.
You know what? I'm gonna take the even easier route and agree with you.
Okay,
like, that's my long shot because I don't think he would make a great Daredevil.
We'll count it.
All right.
We'll count it, guys. Hit us up on our email. We're dangerbrospod@gmail.com. On Twitter, we're dangerbrospod or at dangerbrospod. Danger Bros
Pod. Pod people.
And let us know if we should get a Tumblr. Because we do mention a lot of people, and we think it'd be great if you could see what we're talking about.
Actually, I don't know if I mentioned this to you. I'm pretty sure I did, but I was thinking about sticking this up on YouTube with some pictures too.
I'm fine with that.
We're probably gonna do that too. You know, we're gonna be spreading this thing out. So keep an eye on us for multiple platforms. You'll probably be seeing us.
And remember, guys, it's all just comic book science.
Yes,
it's all just comic book science. Go home. Go home with the comic book science.
Alrighty. Good night.
I've been Grant,
yes.
Trunks Not Tights Ramos, with Tony, the new face of beard, DeSangulus. We've been the Danger Bros.
Bye.